My name is Declan. Welcome to this episode of the Bulldog Monthly Podcast, and a story by CNN 10 about the crisis at the border. Title 42 prevents people from entering the USA to seek refuge. Just in the past 3 years, Border Patrol has arrested 2.3 million people from entering the U.S. It is now estimated that 150,000 people are at the border waiting to get in the USA. Since Title 42 is coming close to ending, many more people are joining them every day. People have walked to the border from all over the country, some even walking for weeks, even months. The main reason people want to come in the USA is because of job opportunities. There are more jobs and higher paying jobs in the USA compared to other countries such as Mexico. There's another title, and it is Title 8. Title 8 brings legal consequences to people who illegally cross the border, such as 5 years in jail and fines. Even though Title 42 ends, Title 8 is still going on. The government is warning migrants that even though the title is about to end, does not mean the USA is open. Over 8,000 people have died trying to cross the border. The main reason is sickness, and no one is helping them, so the sickness just keeps getting worse. And many people have hurt themselves by trying to cross. One way they can get hurt is by cutting themselves on barbed wire. Now to Memphis with our next story.
Thank you, Declan. Now a story from CNN. The oldest lion just died because a livestock owner killed him. But then it died last night. Mr. Gennaro could not confirm if he was the oldest lion in the country, but noted he was very old. The lion was 19 years old, and it was confirmed to be the oldest lion. The region has been under a severe drought for a long time, and for some reason, this increases the rate of human and lion conflict. This person who killed the lion said it looked hungry, and that was the story about the old lion that everybody liked. Now to you, Hudson.
Thank you, Memphis. And now we will talk about the Worlds of Fun and its cool ride opening. Worlds of Fun is announcing a new roller coaster. The name of the roller coaster is the Zambezi Zinger. The Zambezi Zinger roller coaster is supposed to open on Friday, May 26, 2023, right when the park opens at 11 a.m. The new ride is actually not new. The Zambezi Zinger is actually a remake of the original. The original was one of the first rides at Worlds of Fun in 1973. The roller coaster is built both of wood and steel, or a hybrid roller coaster. The roller coaster will keep some of the same components, such as a spiral lift. One of the goals is to make it look like you're traveling through trees. This story was from CNN. Now to Yuli with our next story.
Thanks, Hudson. I'm going to talk about a story from CNN. A woman in Philadelphia has been charged with four felonies after Philadelphia authorities accused her of helping two inmates escape. Philadelphia police arrested and charged Exxon Stalling with criminal conspiracy and escape, and her bail is at $500,000. Irene Hurst, 18, and Maurice Grant, 24, broke out of Philadelphia prison. They were found and arrested Thursday night in a neighborhood. They were missing for a whole day before the staff noticed. These men were said to be armed and dangerous. The police was offering a $25,000 reward for giving information leading to an arrest, and that of Payton.
Thanks, Yuli. The Kansas City Zoo is bringing back its mystery-solving experience, Locked Zoo. The one-night-only escape room started in 2022, and it's back with its new puzzle theme called The Cryptic Cats this summer. The adult-only, 18 years and older puzzle event is scheduled for June 24th, 2023, from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. It allows teams to explore select areas of the Kansas City Zoo to solve puzzles, search for clues, and ultimately escape the zoo. The Kansas City Zoo says there will be plenty of animals to see along the way, dinner options for pre-purchase, and a selection of beverages available. Locked Zoo, the cryptic cat task teams with a series of puzzles about big cats. The event is rain or shine, and tickets are non-refundable. Last year's event sold out, and tickets are expected to go fast in 2023. Locked Zoo is $40 per player. That concludes the final episode of the Bulldog Social Studies podcast. Thanks for listening to all of our episodes. That's it.